should send shivers down your spine if you're waiting for Uncharted 4. One of the biggest games that's going to come out this year, especially if you're a PS4 fan. Apologies to Xbox people. Let's talk about that and a number of other games as well. Editor of Games Master Magazine, that's Matt Gilman. Morning, Matt.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Very good. And yourself?
Yes, very good. Thank you very much. You've got a big issue out at the moment for Games Master. Uncharted 4, unsurprisingly, is one of the main focuses. And I, for one, I'm really looking forward to this game because it's the last one. It's the last one for Uncharted in its present form.
Sure. And I mean, it's really in your head. And I think the thing about this as well, and I think that everyone that I know that has seen this behind closed doors and at various different like preview opportunities that we've had, has come away absolutely blown away by just how good it looks. And I mean, we've been talking about next gen for so long, and obviously it's current gen now. It's all here, but we're still waiting for this one game to come along and really visually completely convince us that buying a new console was a good idea. Beyond having great games, you want a game that looks stunning, and Uncharted 4 is definitely that game. It just looks incredible. A lot of the kind of takeaway from what we've seen most recently as well is just how much freedom compared with previous Uncharted games there is in this one. The areas you're exploring as Nathan Drake are much, much broader, much, much more varied. There are even driving areas, like places that you can drive around in a big old Jeep in this one. So it's the scale is just through the roof. And it's very exciting indeed.
Yeah, it does look really exciting. John in the studios here is getting very, very excited as well about Gears of War 4. I think Gears of War is his favourite game of all time. So now that they are bringing out number 4, he is like a kid in a sweet shop.
You'll be happy to know that Gears of War 4, from what we've heard, we managed to not just have a play of it, but we got to sit down and chat with a few of the developers as well about how they're putting it together. And a lot of what they're doing is doubling down on what made those first few games so great. There's some really interesting quotes that we've got in here from the guys behind the game. It's definitely worth looking into. Like, the other thing as well is like they're keeping a lot of the story stuff, like they're holding that back. So we've seen a lot of the multiplayer, we've played a lot of the multiplayer, but the kind of core single player experience, which I think a lot of Gears fans will be looking forward to seeing more of, is still kind of shrouded in mystery at the moment.
We like a bit of mystery, though, Matt. We like a bit of mystery. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Heroes in a Half Shell. We've got another film coming out. The films have been doing all right. And we've got a new game coming out as well.
Sure. I was half expecting the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme to be the music rolling into this one. It's such a kind of cultural touchstone for people, like not just for people who are watching the most recent films, but obviously the cartoons back in the day. The game itself is based on various different interpretations of the turtles. So you've got the kind of art style of the most recent comic books. So it's cel-shaded, very cool looking, and it evokes more the kind of older cartoons from like the late 80s, early 90s. And it's made by Platinum Games. This is a team that put together Bayonetta and Vanquish. These guys know how to make really cool, fast, action-packed third-person action games. And it's the first time, I believe, I think it is the first time, that they're doing a multiplayer, like a co-op couch multiplayer experience. I think they did an online multiplayer thing with Anarchy Reigns back in the day. But this is going to be very much geared towards sitting down with your mates, each of you picking a turtle, and then getting stuck into some over-the-top comic book action scenes. And it sounds like it's a blast to play through. We managed to get someone behind closed doors to play it over at GDC, and they came away pretty effusive about how cool it's looking. That's another one that's going to be on the horizon. It's coming out in May, so not too long to wait as well.
No, not too long at all. Reviews you've got this month in the magazine. Dark Souls 3, Quantum Break and The Division. I spoke to Sean Ashmore a few weeks ago, who's the like the main star of Quantum Break. Is the I mean, they are building this game up massively. Is it as good as it looks?
No, this is the thing, and our reviewer like came away from it saying if it was just the game, then yes, but unfortunately it's got this element to it, which is this TV show, which you play the game for a while, and every so often it kind of cuts to a 20-minute to 40-minute episode of a TV show. And the game, the gunplay, the kind of traversal, or the story, all of that stuff that's in the game bit is brilliant. The stuff that's in the TV show, not so much. So it's an awkward one, really. It's something that should be celebrated a lot more than I think it probably will end up being, which is a bit of a shame. But if you're an Xbox One owner, it most certainly should be on your radar, because, like I say, the game that's there is an exceptionally good one. And the guys at Remedy, you know, they know how to tell a good story with Alan Wake in the past. So it's definitely worth, like I say, if you're an Xbox One owner, getting stuck into this one.
Out of the three reviews in there, Dark Souls 3, Quantum Break and The Division, which is the one do you think most people should be purchasing?
Oh, personally, it's Dark Souls 3. It's phenomenally good. I mean, I'm a big... I'm basically foisting Dark Souls onto the team here, constantly talking about how great it is. And this is, like Uncharted, is the end of that kind of... It's like a full stop at the end of the Uncharted series. Dark Souls 3 feels like the culmination of a very strong trilogy. It's definitely worth taking a look at and getting stuck into it and getting lost in. I mean, I've finished the game once. I'm in the middle of a second playthrough now.
Wow.
I just cannot stop playing that game. Like, anytime I'm not playing it, I'm thinking about playing it, which is, you know, always a good sign.
How do you fit in work and parenting into that? I don't get that.
No. Oh, I've got one of those baby slings, you know, you can put the little one in there and just play Dark Souls in the background. Did I get away with that for too long?
Yeah, I'm sure. As soon as you kick in co-op play, you'll be absolutely fine.
Exactly. Get the Wii U out.
Games Master Magazine out right now. Go out and get it in all fantastic shops. And we'll chat with you at the same time next month. Matt Gilman, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.